So, we meet again, dear listeners. Welcome, welcome one and all to the Vault of Horror. Come on, sit a spell. No guts, no gory. Once again, your humble vault keeper has decided to eschew the vault. This time, for a nice relaxing fishing trip off the coast. Ooh, got a bite. Small. Anyway, I found a delightful spot to fish, where coincidentally, a rather brutal murder is taking place nearby. Meet Hank Rafferty, lighthouse keeper, recent inheritor of a family windfall. Good old Hank. Reliable Hank. Dead Hank.
Hurry! Hurry!
I am!
And that would be his so-called loyal wife, Fiona, and her boyfriend, Bert. Safe to say, after Hank's parents left her out of the will, Fiona's relationship with the family took a bit of a dive.
Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Ready? Okay. 1, 2, 3.
But it's in the murky black waters of the Atlantic, a half a mile away from Hank's lighthouse, where this tale really begins. One that I'd like to call The Dead Will Return.
Steady, steady. Don't knock us.
Yeah.
1, 2.
Yeah. Okay. Now can we go back? I'm getting a chill out here.
For what? It's not cold out?
You know what I mean.
Relax, relax. We're going. Okay. Do we need to go over it again?
He's away on a fishing trip, give it 24 hours, and then call the police.
Mm-hmm. And in a couple more days, he'll wash ashore along the coast, and then when they find him, it's just sorry, Miss Rafferty, poor guy hit his head on a rock and drowned.
Don't you mean the rock hit him?
Thank you.
Oh, God. $2 million.
Oh, say it again.
$2 million.
One more time.
$2 million. All we need to do is find the password to his account, and then we can get the hell out of here.
You think he'd share his internet passwords with you? I mean, you're his... Sorry, you were his wife.
Come on, you know how paranoid he was. Especially after he got all of Mommy and Daddy's money.
Oh, my God. Okay, so let's go find that backup list. You take the...
Bert. Can't wait till morning.
Oh, yeah, sure. Sure, come here.
Ugh, we're rid of him at last. $2 million.
Dollars.
Believe this.
Damn it!
Anything?
It's not up here.
If he wasn't dead already, I'd.
You sure he told you the lighthouse and not the main house?
Yes, he told me the lighthouse and not the main house.
All right. Look, the list is somewhere in this dump. Let's just keep looking, okay? I'm gonna go look around. Outside of the foundation or something.
Why wouldn't he put it outside?
I don't know. Why wouldn't he put it inside?
Maybe like a shed.
Fine.
Nope. No list of passwords. So no money, honey. And you think that Hank's body would have washed ashore by now. Wouldn't you?
Please. Mrs. Rafferty, the Coast Guard's been combing these waters for a week now. The chances of him
well,
being...
Well, they're calling off the search, aren't they?
Well, technically, it's been downgraded to active search suspended pending further development.
News?
Yeah, they're calling off the search.
They are?
I'm really sorry, Mrs. Rafferty.
Will you both excuse me?
Hate being the bearer of bad news. Mr.
Burton Holloway.
Right. She mentioned you were staying here. You're Hank's...
Cousin. I'm his cousin.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you, too. So how long are you here for?
As long as she needs me.
Right. Well, if we hear anything, we'll call you.
Yeah.
But as I was about to tell Mrs. Rafferty, the chances of him being found at this point are... You know.
Yeah. So, understood.
You have a good afternoon.
Yeah.
You too.
Were you okay?
No, I'm not. The currents couldn't have taken him that far out, so where the hell is he?
Honey, he's gone. This is a good thing.
How suspicious was he? Come on, Dick Tracy getting suspicious?
Well, he wasn't the most genial person, if that's what you're
meaning. It's only a matter of time before he puts two and two together. My husband's gone. You're here. No body and a big, fat inheritance.
All right, so all the more reason to really look and find that damn list of passwords.
We have looked. We have looked all over
So we look again. It's got to be around here somewhere, right?
Bert!
How about you do another check of the lighthouse, and I'll try the shed down at the beach.
The shed?
Well, we never really looked there, did we?
Because that thing's full of crap and the waves.
Oh, God. Fee! The lighthouse!
Fine.
can't be.
Oh, God. V! V, hey! V! God, no, no! I found Hank! His body! He's come back! No, don't come down here. It's a...
Oh,
it's weak in the water. Oh, he's all...
Oh, my God, he's horrible.
I said not to come down here.
Oh.
Come on, over here, over here. Come over here, downwind. Don't look at him. Just don't look at him.
Oh, he's hardly recognizable.
Calm down. Deep breaths, okay? It's... That's it.
Oh, what are we going to do? I mean, we can't tell the cops his body washed up here.
God, no. We can't. Well, we got no choice. We've got to dump it back in the ocean.
What?
Well, you heard me. We've got to dump it back. We need some gloves and garbage bags. We'll drive over to Mariner's Point tonight and throw him off. That's far enough away, and the current there is bound to carry him out to sea.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah, of course it'll work. Come on, now. Gloves and garbage bags. They're in the shed, all right? Let's go.
So the two of them drive to a spot high above the roaring sea and fling Hank's remains off the cliff. Returning to wait for the news, where they wait and wait and wait.
Still nothing?
I'm afraid not, Mrs. Rafferty. Mind you, the Coast Guard never officially gives up until they find a body, but...
Yes, all right.
We're very sorry for your loss, ma'am.
I understand. You've been very kind. Goodbye.
Bye, ma'am.
Son of a...
Hey.
I can't stand this. I can't stand it any longer. This waiting's driving me insane.
Driving you insane?
Hey, you don't like it? You can always leave.
Look, we're not going to get anywhere by fighting. So what say we give the lighthouse one more go over?
Oh, God. Money, money, and money. Is that all you can think about?
Yeah.
He's still out there, and that doesn't bother you?
Of course it bothers me, but what am I supposed to do about it? You know what? I'm gonna get out of here. How about I go to the market and pick up something special for dinner?
Yeah, fine. Just watch the roads. They're probably slick from the rain.
Yep, uh-huh, okay. Yeah, well, who's gonna hear us? Hank?
How is this possible?
I don't know, but we gotta get him out of here and make sure someone finds him this time. No, he's not washing up, so to find him, they got to, Falmouth. That's it, Falmouth.
What about it?
I'll drive up coast to Falmouth, and this time, instead of throwing his body into the sea, I'm just gonna leave it up on the beach, like it washed up there. Somebody will find him, call the cops, and we're in the clear.
Bert, there's a storm coming, a bad one.
Even better, it'll look like the storm washed him up.
Bert!
It's not supposed to get bad before late tonight. I'll make it back in plenty of time.
Yeah, all right.
Gloves and garbage bags. I need gloves and garbage.
And so that night, Bert drives to Falmouth, north of their deserted lighthouse, and leaves the body on the beach for some poor morning jogger to find. just as the storm hits land a little earlier than expected.
What do you mean I can't get through?
Sir, we got down power lines, down trees. I never seen a mess this bad.
How long is it gonna take before it's cleared up?
In this storm, it ain't happening anytime soon.
Fine. Fine, I'll just go back.
Look, roads are a mess in the other direction as well. Best thing I can tell you is stay with your car, or maybe hit the diner nearby while they still got power, because nobody's going anywhere right now. Roads are just too dangerous.
And no cell service. That's just great. All right, where's that diner again?
Okay, just right down there.
Bert, it's been hours. Where the hell are you? Are you all right? Pick up the phone. All right, as soon as you get this or any of the other messages, call me, okay? Okay, bye.
States of emergency are now in effect across all of New England, as you can see there on our map, even as the storm makes its way toward New Jersey. Lindsay Pence is live in Atlantic City right now, and Lindsay, it certainly looks a lot better where you are.
Throw him to the sea, and the sea just keeps giving him back. Oh, finally! It's about time. Hello?
Hey, sorry I couldn't call you. I only just got reception out here. You okay?
Where are you?
Driving home from freaking Falmouth.
Falmouth?
Yeah, I was stuck at a diner for like 5 hours. The weather was so bad. No one could go anywhere until they cleared the roads. Where are you at?
The lighthouse. Bert, did you dump Hank's body?
I did, but... Hey, I just drove by the beach because of the detours, and wouldn't you know it, the damn storm pulled the body out to sea again.
Oh, God.
Listen, I'm almost there, but this rain's really...
Oh, God.
V, are you all right?
Oh, God!
V, what the...
And the next morning, when the police come to investigate why the light is out...
Both dead?
But not a mark on them, except for all this...
seaweed.
Seaweed?
Covered in seaweed, head to toe. Wait! Hang on.
What is it?
Yeah. On the beach. It looks like another stiff.
Hank Rafferty's the gift that keeps on giving, isn't he? Oh, and by the way, if you're interested, that list of passwords, it was in a money belt on Hank's person the whole time. Only now, it's all soaked and rotted. Just like good old Hank.
Thank you.